Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first call your parents to say, "I'm sorry." And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Zay Flowers, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, Roster Watch Nation, welcome back to the epic Roster Watch podcast brought to you by RosterWatch.com. My name is Alex Dunlap here with Cody Carpentier as we're back, man. Well, we had the week off for the 4th of July. Hope everybody had a great 4th of July weekend. Got some updates up to the cheat sheet, the PPR cheat sheet, which is available now in version 1.2. We'll be getting that updated to version 1.3 for our pro users coming into this weekend because it is a big weekend. And it's a busy week. We're starting back on Sirius XM. You can hear us 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern on Saturdays and Sundays over the course of the next few weeks. And then coming into the Roster Watch training camp tour, where Byron just sent me all the dates and all the – man, this is going to be the biggest training camp tour ever. Cody Carpentier going to some of these spots, Trashman going to some of these spots, Byron going to some of these spots. I might go to one, but I'll mainly be at home holding down the fort and – hosting a whole lot more shows here on the channel and on Sirius XM. So stay tuned for the dates for that. But you guys know how it is during the month of August. You'll be hearing from us basically every day. So starting back, though, this weekend for the weekend shows, Roster Watch back on Sirius XM Fantasy Sports Radio. And sorry about no podcast yesterday or Monday. If you guys didn't hear, in Texas, there was a hurricane. And it's like we didn't get hit by it where we live. But it's a bunch of the stuff that we depend on, like the internet and various power sources and stuff like that, man. A lot of stuff runs through Houston. So if you guys are in Houston, I think just under 2 million people still without power. Our thoughts and our prayers with you guys. Y'all get through it, but we know how bad that stinks. With that being said, Cody, how are you doing, brother?
Doing pretty good, man. I just got my email from Delta, my 72-hour out email saying, hey, you got a flight coming up. So getting ready. It's another month of travel that comes around on the schedule here in August and so early July we're getting after it. So I'm going to come up to Texas, see you. We're going to go to SEC Media Days, and I think it's going to start to feel real as we, you know, Scott Fishbowl always feels like the beginning of the fantasy football season, and Scott Fishbowl, we're in the same draft right now. It's kind of the beginning, and this is, I mean, things are starting to heat up. So hopefully, I had a good 4th of July. Hopefully, you had a good 4th of July. Now we can kick this thing off.
One of the things that I need to get ready before this weekend, just to have all of our tools in order, and more will be coming, but the strength of schedule tools are super important to get up. As I go through here and I'm putting these things together, I'm reminded of how much work goes into them. So we have the running back strength of schedule tool and the wide receiver strength of schedule tool now available for our pro members over at rosterwatch.com. A lot of times when people do strength of schedule, they'll look at fantasy points allowed by teams last season and just say, okay, well, they're facing the team that was, what, fifth best versus the run, the team that was sixth best versus the run, then they got the team that was the worst versus the run, and whatever. And you look at all that the reason why that stuff is bad, and that's a bad way to look at it, is because teams change from year to year. and personnel changes from year to year. And we've been lucky in that, you know, in doing this, we get to go to the Senior Bowl, and we get to go to the Combine, and we go to all these pro days, and we go to the Shrine Bowl, and we go to these workout facilities and all this. We have our own kind of metrics and our own scouting grades on these players, on the, even on the defensive side of the football, right? The guys on the front seven who are going to be stopping the opposing run. The guys who are on the back end, your nickel corner, your safeties, your two outside corners who are going to be defending against these wide receivers and these one-on-one matchups and these versus these various schemes. But that's not all we take into consideration, is the our grades on that, various other grades from places like PFF, Sports Info Solutions. Player Profiler has some good grades that I started integrating a few years ago, or a few metrics I started integrating a few years ago as far as specific cornerbacks. There's a whole lot that goes into it, and it's a lot of work to figure out, you know, who's going to, you know, is there things where there's, you know, star coverage here. Is there stuff where one guy travels, all the rest of that. And it, all that goes into these tools, but it's not just that too. It's also, we do take a little bit of last season as far as a schedule adjusted fantasy points allowed, but only over the last 8 games of last season to pick up any trends that could be trailing towards the end of the season, coordinator changes, pace of play, as well as, pretty importantly, the stuff about the environmental factors that we've talked about, dome games, and the implied team totals from game to game, which could kind of help us talk about game script. So it goes into all that stuff at a very, very, very deep level, and it just gives you a sheet that's really, really visual and easy to look at. So you won't be thinking about all this stuff. You'll just look and see, this team's a tough matchup, this team's tough. And of course, through the course of the season, it's going to change as we get new data. Some of them, I've looked at last season, you know, I always look at it and test it back. There were some things that were just wrong, right, about teams that were supposed to be tough against tight ends or whatever. But I mean, it always back tests really well. These are really good tools. And so this is going to give us a little bit of insight here as far as what we want to be looking for and who we might be targeting at the running back position. We'll have running back, wide receiver, quarterback, and tight end up before the weekend, before we hop on the radio, Sirius XM again, channel 87, Saturday and Sunday, 5 to 7 Eastern. Although I think this Sunday it's 4 to 6 Eastern because there's a fantasy draft that the channel's having right after us. Cody, let me ask you this before we get started. Just one quick running back thing. I was looking on Roto World just now to make sure I didn't miss anything, like any huge news that we needed to talk about. Mm-hmm. Did you see the article from The Athletic that they linked about Gus Edwards is the clear lead back right now? And Kamani Vidal is 3. But what the reporter was saying, and I forget who exactly it was. Let me go back and look. This is from The Athletic, and it's from Daniel Popper, who's, I guess, the main guy that covers the Chargers there. Yeah. He says that if J.K. Dobbins is healthy, he thinks he wins the job.
Well, what Daniel Jeremiah said a couple weeks ago, right? Daniel Jeremiah came out, and we know he's dialed into L.A., at least in the preseason. He's basically said, if I was in fantasy drafts, I would be drafting J.K. Dobbins. And I honestly, you know, articles are going to come out between now and the season beginning. And it's just like pre-NFL draft. You have to kind of parse through and read what's fugazi and what's real. And I think the biggest thing is just being at that training camp, it'll be a clear cut. I think when Byron's out there and he gets to see this Chargers camp again, he's going to see Kamani, Gus, J.K., back-to-back-to-back getting carries. I'll take Byron's eye on that in a couple of weeks over any article that I read on Google, on Athletic. No offense, Athletic. I love the Athletic. No offense, any of these guys, but I'll take that eye on these players, specifically this situation, over anything I read on the internet.
It's just, I mean, for the reason I bring it up is because it's interesting, you know, as we're trying to mine value there at the end of these drafts. And I'm thinking to myself, and I know that this is probably the worst one to bring up, but a dude that we're getting a little bit just at the very tail end of drafts, if these teams, and again, the cheat sheets are up right now, we're running constant simulations. It'll be up to version 1.3 pretty soon. But the opportunity cost of the Gus Edwards stuff, it feels like, man, that's around the same area where you can be getting down at quarterback to where you're kind of at the last end of a tier here with like the Dax and the Jordan Loves and the Kyler Murrays. You're at the last end of a tier here where you can get the George Kittles, the Evan Ingrams, these types of players, right? It feels like that's sort of where you could pivot there instead of going with the Gus Edwards. And on one hand, okay, so Gus is the clear lead back for now, right? We feel like it's going to be a team in the Chargers that's probably a little bit more run heavy under Harbaugh if we can just take the kind of script he's put together in Michigan. I mean, that's Blake Corum was the heart and soul of that offense and kind of ran through him, and they played really tough defense, and it had a caretaker at quarterback, and it was fine, right? I mean, the championship team. I don't know. I keep going back and forth about Gus. I'm like, man, he's been a radical touchdown scorer, even when he's not been in, these kinds of situations, having to share the load. But you get down, you get down here to like J.K. Dobbins, and you almost start thinking to yourself, well, dude, if I'm taking my last pick, maybe at this point he should be going, we should be taking him ahead of guys like Kamani Vidal, who's on his own team, and maybe even Tyrone Tracy, who's a kind of a rookie flyer we could take a look at there for the Giants. What do you think about Dobbins maybe moving him up a little bit and maybe getting Kamani Vidal down?
I think Gus is going on FFPC 14 picks higher than Dobbins. Vidal is going a couple spots lower than Dobbins, like three spots, literally. I'm much more in favor of
FFPC, but if you look at the more common redraft ones where we're pulling it from, Dobbins goes after those guys.
That's what I just said. Well, Dobbins goes after Vidal.
Yeah. I think they're back.
So that's interesting. I would favor the Patriots thing we always used to talk about was you take the cheapest Patriot and you're going to be better off, right? And in this situation with these Chargers, I'm not sure if that's not the best idea. It might be. And, I love Gus Edwards as much as the next. I think he's one of the hardest runners in football, very Latavius Murray-esque. I think he's going to be playing for a while, loved him all the way back to Rutgers and Miami and stuff like that. But when you look at what we've gotten out of Gus forever, it's not something that you can say, like, you can't project. We can kind of project that Zamir White in this next role is going to be there's a ceiling that can get him up into the top 12 at the running back position, we believe. When you look at what Gus has given us the last 5 years, he literally has three career games of over 20 carries. He quite literally has five career 100-yard rushing attempts games, and he only has a couple games with three targets. Literally two games with three targets. Like that, when you add those three things together, three games over 20 carries, five games over 100 yards, and only two games with three plus targets. Like, it's not a thing that I can project. You mentioned it earlier on your Orange Boys podcast, what Michael Lombardi always says. Past performance is indicative of future performance or expectation. And Gus is going to be a pain in the ass to anybody that wants to play a Dobbins or a Vidal, but he's not going to be a league winner. He's not going to be a guy that's going to rush off 6, 7, 8 consecutive weeks at the end of the year, and he's not going to have 20 plus carries. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the math that doesn't add up to me to make him a top 100 pick, and he's on the fence of getting to that position. Now, Vidal, who we did see take 300 touches at Troy last year, and J.K. Dobbins, who did take on that workload at Ohio State, those are much more projectable for me. And I know that J.K. Dobbins thing, even at this price, I'm kind of fading just because he's coming off the injuries, but I'm still kind of in on the price, is what I'm saying. And I would much rather spend that dart on a Vidal or a Dobbins than a Gus. And even though I really like Gus, does that make sense?
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No. I mean, we're not getting Gus in the cheat sheet Sims anyway. It's like I said, there's too many pivots in that area. But I mean, it's just, I mean, just look, just okay. So and we're going to get to the running back strength of schedule. I promise. But this is a chance for Cody and I to talk. He's going one.
Well,
two,
the Chargers
three, four,
are fifth
five,
on this
seven,
damn thing.
Eight.
So that's it's a big conversation.
Right. Yeah. That's the. I was going to segue into that. The Chargers have a great running back strength of schedule, and if there was. He's going 7-8 running backs. So, I mean, dude, J.K. Dobbins is going after, like, he's going at the same time as, like, Elijah Mitchell and Braylon Allen and Bucky Irving, as far as if we look at season-long managed leagues at some of the more popular sites right now. I mean, and that could change. But I don't know if he's still J.K. Dobbins. I kind of think he's not. But gosh, what if he's 85% of the J.K. Dobbins that everybody had hoped for coming out of college? That guy beats out Gus. That guy renders Kamani Vidal useless.
He's still 20. He's 25 years old fresh. We have the same birthday. He's 25 years old in December. He's in his age 25 season. He's got tread left. He's got 234 career carries. Like, if he's healthy going into the season, which he worked out with Rodgers, coming off that Achilles with Rodgers. Remember, Rodgers going to try and come back early. Dobbins was kind of on the same trajectory, but it was less talked about. Dobbins should be fully healthy as we get to training camp. Fully healthy. He should get a full four-week training camp in before the season. That's really going to tell us. Like I said, Byron's going to go out there and tell you that guy's got he's got no legs under him, or he's got the legs under him. And that's going to tell us, I believe, right away. And if he doesn't have the legs under him, we pivot to Kamani. And if he does have the legs under him, I think, like you just said, we just roll with Dobbins.
Thanks to the 700 people who are viewing here live, for sure, man. If you guys are listening on the podcast, you can always find us, or usually find us over on the YouTube as well. But thanks to all you guys. If you could please click the like and the subscribe button, we certainly do appreciate that. And if you're listening on the podcast, if you could please leave a rating and a review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, that helps us out a whole ton, for sure. Okay, so that's the I need to make a note with the JK stuff. I'm going to maybe start getting some JK Dobbins at the end of these things. And that's also a good reminder that why you listen to us on the training camp tour. We started doing this when we were paying for it with our own money, and we weren't making money on the site or anything like that. It's out of our own pockets to go to these training camps and make sure that we were giving advice to people that was different from the advice that you're getting from some of these beat writers who take such a hyper local approach. And whenever they talk about, they don't think about it like we think about it as fantasy guys, right? They don't understand stuff like they want to tell their people who are just fans of the Chargers, for example, right? They just want to tell them how guys are looking at practice, but how do those guys look vis-a-vis other guys? How are they aligning? What does it look like a projected target share is going to? These are things that beat writers don't think about. So we just said these reports are cockamamie. We need to go start going and seeing for ourselves, right? And that's when Cody's saying, once we get Byron's eyeballs, Byron's going to be able to tell us if that's the same JK that he saw 3 years ago when he was at Ravens camp, whenever he was healthy. Like, it's
bingo.
He's going to be able to tell us. So just make sure and stay tuned. And of course, you can follow it right here on the podcast feed, YouTube, SiriusXM, or of course at rosterwatch.com, where you can find all of our content. Okay, Cody, what do you just want to talk? Is there anything you want to highlight as far as the, I mean, I think we can't start the whole strength of schedule deal without talking about every year. It feels like there's sort of one outlier situation that for this year, things continue to just line up for an absolute just jetpack runway for Bijan Robinson.
I think there's the Bijan one you can start with for sure. But my thought is going to be on this other one. So I'm going to let you take the Bijan one first.
Okay. So with Bijan Robinson, if you look at the course of the whole 17 game season, and again, we talked about the methodology that goes into the, I didn't go into this exact specifics because it's a private tool, but like so much goes into this. This is not based on fantasy points allowed from 2023. This is a whole lot of stuff. A lot of work goes into this. There's only one matchup that Atlanta faces this season on the actual matchup tool, the start of the matchup tool, that is even bottom 12 or one of the 12 worst. And it's not even bottom eight. It's bottom 12. I think it's literally the 12th worst matchup that a running back can face, only one. And that is week one. And it's at home versus Pittsburgh. That is the only disfavorable matchup that Bijan Robinson faces this season. It really is. It's almost absurd to think about, especially when you take it in concert with the fact that as far as his dome and environmental matrix slotting on this thing is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 dome games over this whole period. So it's great matchups in dome games that are going to be conducive to scoring with a higher implied team total over the course of the season than you would likely imagine. It's what, almost 24 points per game is their implied team total over the course of the entire season, which is certainly better than you would have thought for Atlanta. We're hearing more and more the stuff from Drake London saying, you know, slow feet don't eat, and we're going to move fast and all this stuff like that. Like we've taken pace into consideration. But when you just look at all this stuff, Bijan Robinson, week four, a top 12 matchup, week six, a top eight matchup, week seven, a top eight matchup, week 10, a top 12 matchup, week 11, a top eight matchup, week 13, a top eight matchup. And then weeks 15 through 17, the fantasy football playoffs, Bijan Robinson gets at Las Vegas, a top 12 matchup. He gets put home versus the Giants, which is basically the best matchup that we have projected for opposing running backs in this whole entire, slate of as far as NFL teams. And then Washington, we actually have, believe it or not, with all they've spent recently on, I guess it's not so recent anymore that front seven, it's not still all those first rounders like it used to be, but it's looking to be a top eight matchup based on our metrics. So the last 3 weeks of the season, when you really need him, Bijan should be there to really shine for you.
I want to talk about a team that's a couple ticks down, and it's kind of the inverse as far as the schedule's built. And, you know, you have two important ticks on this strength of schedule tool, and that's the fast start and the playoff schedule. The playoff schedule, of course, is going to help you get to the championship, win the championship. But a fast start, Alex, as you always allude to, is how you get off to a hot start, take advantage of value. And I think with these two guys, one of these two guys – is going to allow you to create value at the beginning of the year and potentially trade it off for a better talent that can actually get you to that promised land. Zach Moss and Chase Brown in Cincinnati, their fast start. They have five ticks on this, which is the highest mark on the strength of schedule tool. They only have one tough matchup in the first 6 weeks, and that's against Baltimore. The rest of them will be a healthy Cincinnati Bengal team with Joe Burrow, Higgins, Chase, you name it, both of these backs. The question, the biggest thing I think I'm looking forward to this July, August, is figuring out which one of these backs it's going to be that's going to get the lion's share of the fantasy points. I'm not saying the lion's share of the workload, lion's share of the fantasy points. Because you look at last year out of Kyren Williams, and the Kyren Williams I'm going to kind of equate to a Chase Brown type, right? Kyren Williams in Los Angeles this past year, he opened up very hot. Week two, 14 carries, 10 targets against San Francisco, 28 points, 27 points, 17 points. He started out hot, had a great season. David Montgomery could be your Zach Moss in this backfield, right? 13, 12, 34, 20, scored six touchdowns in the first 4 weeks. Which one of these guys is going to be that guy, or can they both work in this backfield? I want to figure out what this is going to be, because the schedule at the beginning of the season for both of these guys, and their ADP right now over on the FFPC, Chase Brown's going about 111th overall, and Moss is actually inside the top 100. He's going off the board at 87th, right around Jalen Warren, Raheem Mostert, Tony Pollard. Right now, I'm leaning toward that Chase Brown action because I've started to believe in him as the back. But again, remember, Cincinnati gave Zach Moss $4 million for a couple of years for a reason. And he showed last year in Indianapolis that he could take on that workload. And early in the season, that could potentially be the angle that happens. So that's one thing I'm definitely looking forward to this fall during the training camp, just practices and preseason games, is just to see what Cincinnati leaks and what they kind of angle and tell us about this backfield between Zach Moss and Chase Brown. And if it is both guys, we could potentially just get completely cucked on it. But Cincinnati having a great start to the season, I believe, is somewhere we can take advantage of a Moss and or Chase Brown to get us off to a fast start and then potentially parlay one of those players into a better player that can help us with the longevity of the season.
We should also say that the one of the games that is in Cincinnati's start is at Kansas City, which the tool actually has rated as just a moderate baseline, yeah, kind of matchup. Even though if we were to diagnose that and say, let's just think about that game as Joe Burrow versus Patrick Mahomes, a back and forth type of game, there's going to be scoring in that game, even if the personnel might be a little bit tougher than some of the others. Just really quickly, it looks like just a few big broad level takeaways. It looks like the NFC South is going to be an easier rushing division than you might have figured this year. All those teams looks like they're pretty good. As far as the teams that are down at the very bottom here that you just might want to keep in mind, and this isn't saying to fade these guys, right, but it's looking like Seattle, Tennessee, and Houston all have pretty tough schedules. So your Kenneth Walker stuff, your Tony Pollard stuff, your Tajay Spears stuff, your Joe Mixon stuff, all the rest of it, Mixon, Houston, apparently, via the tool, man, and I don't argue with the tool, has the worst season-long strength of schedule. So we're going to have a lot more to talk about as far as this stuff goes, strength of schedule, all the scoring distribution, cheat sheet simulations, your phone calls, whatever it is you want over on SiriusXM. We'll also have another pod this week. Maybe we'll talk about wide receiver strength of schedule, tight end, quarterback, all that stuff. Cody, before we get out of here, Byron's texting us right now. We told him to turn on YouTube. He said, are both these Bengals players good takes? If you had to tell Byron right now, he's got to take Zach Moss or he's got to take Chase Brown. Which one is it?
Zach Moss is more expensive. I like Chase Brown a little bit more. But when you're talking about fantasy points, I'm talking about touchdowns. And I'm taking Zach Moss over Chase Brown in Cincinnati and over all three of the backs in Los Angeles.
Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at CedarPoint.com.